Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
We want to let you know this is the best time of year because we actually have Santa's telephone number.
Yeah, we're going to give that to you in just a second. So, you know, if your kids want to call and tell Santa what they want for Christmas, or if you want to use it as a little bit of motivation to get them acting right.
Threaten your kids by calling Santa. Sounds like a plan.
So not only do we have Santa's phone number, we also have the pin to his voicemail. Do you guys want to hear what people are calling asking Santa about this year?
Yes,
we do.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Dear Santa Claus, I want a skateboard. I want an LOL surprise. And can you get me a new brother? Because he is always bothering me. Thanks. Bye.
Next message.
Santa Claus, I want a hammer and some nails. Because I like breaking stuff. I've been trying to be a good boy. I love you.
Next message.
Yes, Santa. I am calling to ask you to help Alabama and Nick Saban win another national championship. Merry Christmas and Roll Tide.
Next message.
I want a Lamborghini, Santa.
End of message.
Aww, expensive taste.
I think that gentleman may be drinking a little bit of too much eggnog.
But listen, if stuff goes weird during the championship games this weekend, you know Alabama's going to figure out a way to slide in like they always do.
All right, so if you want to call Santa, have your kids call Santa.
Yeah, 404-954-1731. Again, Santa's cell phone number. It's a local number. Obviously, he's got an Atlanta number.
Yeah, of course.
404-954-1731.
Does that spell anything? Like, is it 404-9 Santa, anything like that? Because you think the big man would have that kind of influence.
That kind of pull with AT&T or something?
Yeah. Have you ever been stuck or stranded anywhere?
So the best part of the story is not that the 200 ice fishermen were saved from like a floating chunk of ice in a Minnesota lake. The best part of the story,
the guy's accent.
Yeah.
Now, I was praying that everybody was fine.
Yes.
Not because I cared.
Oh, wow.
So much as I knew we couldn't have fun with the guy's voice if anything happened to anybody. So thank you to all the EMTs and people who saved this group of 200 people stuck on an ice flotilla.
As somebody born and raised in the South, I can't wrap my head around people ice fishing. Like,
people
it just
like
seems crazy.
Out onto ice voluntarily.
Yeah, it's a community.
I don't understand. Yeah.
They have fishing, because I'm from Vermont originally. Mm-hmm. My grandfather used to go ice fishing all the time. They bring huts out onto the ice.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll drill a hole and then they'll sit in the ice and they'll set a fire.
My southern mind can't wrap my head around that.
That's why the population of the North is like slowly decreasing because of stupid stuff like that. All right, do you want to hear the guy who is explaining like what's happening on this Minnesota lake?
Hey guys, Shane with Northwoods Fish Houses here on Upper Red Lake. We had a pretty big crack open up east to west. We have some people on the other side of the water hole, guys. We are going to get to you. Anybody coming up? We are going to watch and see what happens on the South Shore.
We got snowmobile parking over there on the South Shore as well. So if you want to come and hang out and get some cocoa,
I'm so glad everybody is okay. We couldn't do this if one person was even injured. We couldn't do this. So thank you. 404-741-0985. Very simple question.
Yeah.
Where'd you get stuck? Okay. Diane and Decula.
I was stuck in the funeral home bathroom.
Oh.
Then the funeral director had to come with tools and take the door off.
Now, was the lock faulty or what?
I don't remember since I was a child. There was a chest in there that I was convinced had a dead body in it, so I wanted out.
That reminds me, when I was a kid, I got stuck in a bathroom, and it had, you know, those little, like the locks on doors that are like, they're inside the door mm-hmm. handle, mm-hmm. and you just yeah. have to turn it to the side. That yeah. was the reason why. So we did training for that for my kids.
You couldn't figure out how to unlock a door?
Charlie, please. I'm not the brightest bulb.
Isn't that the truth?
Danielle and Alpharetta?
We were stuck in the elevator. We were living in Mississippi. My husband and I are EMTs, and we had gone to an EMS convention and conference. And I guess there was, we're a little tipsy, had a good time, and then more people in the elevator got in that should have. I think we have actually exceeded the weight limit. We were probably in there for about 15, 20 minutes. Wow. And, I mean, it was, like, packed. You could Ooh. Not even move. And when they finally opened the door, we were, like, probably 5 feet below the floor. So they had to, like, lift us up out of the elevator.
Did it ever occur to anybody that, like, especially the elevator manufacturers, that they should just make it so that you could never exceed the weight limit on an elevator? Like, just make the elevator smaller.
That thought has never crossed my mind, Dad.
Well, that's why I get paid the big bucks. Right. I mean, seriously, just make a tiny little elevator only two people could fit in. You'd never have weight problems.
Maybe, unless you get the wrong person.
This coming from a guy who can't unlock a door. 404-741-0985. Where'd you get stuck? We are talking about where you got stuck after 200 people got stuck on an ice flotilla.
Flotilla.
That's, I don't know.
That's what you do up north.
I can't wrap my head around it.
I know you can't, Charlie, but like up north in the winter, that's actually the preferred season up there. Like when I grew up in Michigan, you went ice fishing, you got your snowmobile out, like that was
yeah, life. We've got four-wheelers down here. We don't do snowmobiles. Right.
We're just talking to Danielle and Alpharetta. She mentioned that she got stuck in an elevator. And I brought up the genius idea that they should make elevators smaller so that you could never exceed the weight limit.
Right.
Just make tiny little elevators. Scott in Woodstock?
I didn't actually get stuck. I was listening to the lady who got stuck on the EMS machine or the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason why they don't make the elevators smaller is because they're actually utility lifts, and that way you can bring up like lumber and stuff while you're building the.
That's why you have a service elevator, Scott.
Right.
Follow me for more tips.
Right.
No, I appreciate the call. You're right.
Poor Scott was just trying to help out.
You're
shaming him.
And he's an expert, obviously, if he's calling him EMF or whatever it is.
Yeah, he works for ThyssenKrupp.
So how do you say it?
Otis. Malia in Barnesville.
I got stuck in the trunk of a car. My sister and I were playing hide-and-go-seek, and my dad had a really old Pontiac. And she told me to go jump in the trunk, and if anything happened, I can open it because we had car releases. Well, it wasn't, and she forgot about me. So I was in there for about an hour.
What did you do to kill an hour's worth of time?
I don't really know. Honestly, it was dark, so...
I can answer that question for her. She lost her ever-loving mind. Scott and Marietta?
I was vacuuming for my mom while she was at work, and I was watching my little sister. And as I was vacuuming, I was barefoot, and we had an old, one of those old vacuum cleaners that had, like, the separate vacuum and then the handheld thing mm-hmm. that would
yeah.
comb the carpet.
Right.
And I pulled it back too close to me, and it sucked my toe up into the vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
And it hurt so bad. And I had to, like, call my parents because I could not get my toe out of the vacuum cleaner, and they had to pry it out with olive oil and butter.
Meanwhile, Drex wondering why would anybody waste all that olive oil and butter?
Right.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 825. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. The storm's moving out by the end of the commute, of course. Sunshine later on today with a high of 63. 59 in Midtown. World Cup Soccer, U.S. beat Iran 1-0. They're going to move on to the knockout round against the Netherlands. I know. It's just, Go ahead.
One nil.
One.
Okay, come on.
I like none, like nothing, none. Zero.
Somebody said
nothing.
Zero earlier. Yeah. Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Fox is the next game, so probably don't want to be out.
Yeah, then you got SEC Championship. It's going to be a long day.
Oh, yeah. It's
going to
be a long day. Hawks at the Magic tonight. What's going on, Charlie?
The ink on Kim and Kanye's divorce is now dry, and we've got all the details. I'll tell you who gets what, who's paying who, and who gets to make the final decision when it comes to their kids. But first, crime is such a hot topic right now, and during a city council meeting last night in Cobb County, police say they're getting creative, and they are taking to the skies to catch criminals.
The drone can fly the scene in usually 15 to 20 minutes, and we have everything that we need.
Crime-fighting drones?
This is Jetson stuff. I love it.
Right?
Drones, high-tech surveillance cameras, and robots with, like, controllable arms are now being deployed to fight crime in Cobb County. I like this. And this is very cool.
I imagine it helps keep the officers a little more safe as well, if they have that information or they can see a situation before kind of running in blind to
it. Right, right. GBI has a lot of that stuff, so it's nice to see that it's getting into the hands of local police officers.
So we're going
to
have robots pulling us over? Us tickets.
You got to catch me
Lemire,
first.
Where is your insurance card?
Yeah. I'll have the first argument with a robot.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. If anybody's going to do that, obstructing a robot.
Roadside justice.
Kim and Kanye are officially divorced as of yesterday. It feels like it's been forever. Taking a look at the court documents. So here's what we've got. Kim will have the kids 80% of the time. And she gets $200,000 a month in child support.
Ooh, how's he going to afford that? He's got no money.
I mean, he has money.
He owes $50 million in taxes.
I mean, I'm not saying he's like, anyway. Gosh,
what are we going to do? We need to have a bake sale for Kanye.
No, yeah, he's fine. Kanye will also be responsible for half of all the educational expenses. Like, these kids are not going to a public school. They're going to, like, the best of the best private schools.
They're
going
to go to the Donda school, probably.
No, I think that's shut down right now. So here's where it gets a little interesting. Whenever there's a dispute between the parents and one of their four kids, and they, like Kim and Kanye, can't figure it out on their own, they are required to use a court-appointed mediator. And if one parent doesn't show up, looking at you, Kanye, the one that did show up gets to make the decision.
Oh, that is such like an anti-Kanye stipulation in the court documents, because you know there's going to be an argument. They're going to set up the meeting, and Kanye is going to be, I don't know, in Buenos Aires trying to hawk his sneakers and not show up.
Is this to settle disputes between like parent and child or parent and parent?
Parent and parent involving the child.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude. You know I've wanted this my whole life.
Right.
In my relationship. Like, I want my wife and I to have, like, a throuple situation. The third person is, like, Judge Judy, who walks around.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a dispute, we're like, Judge Judy, what do you say?
She's going to be like, hey, Tat, just close the cabinet door, okay?
I'll lose often, but at least it'll save the argument.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Kara is off on maternity leave, so I'm going to be answering the questions on her behalf. We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
All right, hey, let's kick Tad out of the studio, Shannon.
All right, Tad, go get some coffee.
How should I take it?
Cream and sugar for sure.
What if I'm lactose intolerant?
Oh, my God.
Light,
get out of here.
Light and sweet, just like you, Tad. All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. Shannon, we're going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in, asking the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. And anything that happens while Kara's on maternity leave is not going to affect her record. We're going to preserve that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Question number 1. Congress has created a special group to look into the shady practices of Ticketmaster after they botched the ticket sale of what female pop star earlier this month?
Taylor Swift.
Question 2. Kim and Kanye's divorce was finalized yesterday. True or false, the couple have 5 kids.
I don't know if it's 4 or 5. 5 seems like a lot. I'm going to go false.
Okay. Question number 3. Harry Styles had to stop a concert in Colombia last night after 8 fans fainted. Harry got his start with what boy band?
One Direction.
Question number four, Top Gun 2, going to return to movie theaters for 2 weeks in December. What branch of the military do the Top Gun pilots fly for?
The Navy.
Question number five, The Rock revealed he used to steal Snickers bars every day when he was younger from a 7-Eleven. Now, The Rock played college football at the University of...
Oh, my gosh. My husband's going to hate me if I don't get this right. Rock, Michigan?
All right. Going to bring Tad back in. While the University of Michigan is a great football program, and I appreciate you saying that, it wasn't the right answer.
But you did really well, so your husband might be a little mad. I don't think he's going to hate you, but you did really great.
All right, Tad, same questions. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Congress has created a special group to look into the shady practices of Ticketmaster after they botched the ticket sales of what female pop star?
Taylor Swift.
That's what Shannon said, 1-1.
Question number two, Kim and Kanye's divorce was finalized yesterday. True or false, the couple have 5 kids?
Oh, that's too many. False. I would say false. I think, would they have 3?
They have 4.
Well, I still said false. Right.
Yes, that's what Shannon said. 2-2.
Question three, Harry Styles stopped the concert in Columbia last night after 8 fans fainted. Harry got his start with what boy band?
One Direction.
That is correct. 3-3.
Question number four. What branch of the military did the Top Gun pilots fly for in the movie?
I've heard this question before. It's a trick question. Navy.
That is correct. It is a very
did
trick
Shannon
question.
Did Shannon get that one right?
Yes, she did. All right, we're
Shannon.
Tied 4-4.
All right, question five. The Rock revealed he used to steal Snickers bars every day when he was younger from a 7-Eleven. The Rock played college football at the University of...
Miami.
How did you know that?
Wow.
It's The Rock, dude.
That is right. Shannon said Michigan, so she had like the MI right.
Right.
There's no way. Have you seen The Rock? He's not going to, he's
a little too soft
built
to be
for snow.
There. Yeah. All right, final score.
It is 5-4.
Shannon and Flowery Branch, are you smarter than Tad?
Not today, unfortunately.
You could take some solace knowing that I just put cream in my sugar, so I'm going to be a wreck later on today.
Good to know.
TMI, dude. TMI.
I'm actually not even lactose intolerant. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Shelly, looking for forgiveness from your brother. What's going on?
Yeah, so about an hour before Thanksgiving dinner, I realized I didn't have any marshmallows for my sweet potato.
Oh,
okay. No. I know. It's
this is serious
a little
business.
Detail, but I think pretty important, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I texted my brother, and he was out of town. So I asked if I could just pop over and grab some marshmallows. He's got kids. He's got a fire pit. So
right.
I was like, pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed
right?
That guy's got some marshmallows.
All
yeah.
Right. So he's not in town. So you're running right. over there and picking up. You got the key?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I went in there, went through the front door. Luckily, he had some. I was like, oh, thank goodness. So, you know, we have Thanksgiving dinner. It goes well. And then I went back over to Gabe's house Saturday morning to replace the marshmallows, and I noticed that his garage door was wide open, and he's still not back.
Hang on a second, Shelly.
Yeah.
Shelly,
yeah.
We're talking about marshmallows. You had to return those? Like,
yeah,
it's
well,
$2.
I wanted to replace them.
Oh, Shelly's doing the right thing, Tad. Come on. And brother-sister stuff, like, listen, marshmallows is the thing that could tip.
That could,
yeah.
Right. So you go back over, the garage door's open. Was he home?
No, he wasn't. Which is why I was taken aback, right? So I look around, and it's very clear some kids had, like, snuck in and had a party. Like, there was just trash everywhere. You know, it was a mess.
In the garage.
So, only the garage.
In the garage door that you had left open? But you said you went through the front door.
Right. I didn't leave it open. It was not me. At least, I really don't think it was
maybe,
me.
Maybe, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I freak out because I'm like, it must have been me, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm the only one who was
been,
there
yeah.
over this weekend.
Right. You're going to get blamed for it no matter what. He doesn't know what door you used.
Exactly. So I'm freaking out. I go ahead and I clean up the entire garage, right? And luckily, nothing was vandalized. It was really just like some kids had come in and they had just partied, you know?
Right.
I haven't told him yet that happened.
Oh, you didn't come clean. Well, I mean... Why come clean if there's not really that much
of an
issue?
Well, what if they drank his beer? That would be my concern.
I'm not sure. Because the only thing I was paying attention to was the marshmallows, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's so funny. You're cleaning up after somebody else's crime.
Well, yeah. Yes. So maybe in hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have. I'm not sure.
So you don't think Gabe knows, or you think he does know? Yeah, why even bother apologizing then?
So now I think he knows because he sent me a text asking for his key back, his house key. And I just feel, I'm like, oh, he must know something's off. And I feel awful. And I just want your help coming clean to him. And I want to ask for forgiveness.
Obviously, somebody who finds it that important to return marshmallows would find this to be crushing.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a big deal.
Yeah. All right, Shelly, sit tight. We're going to call Gabe. We'll let him know that you cleaned up after these kids broke into his garage. You didn't have anything to do with it. Take a deep breath.
Okay. Thanks.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Shelly, she let herself into her brother's house to take some marshmallows. When she went to replace them, she noticed the garage door was open, beer bottles strewn about like some criminals had broken in and had a party. She swears she didn't leave the door open, but she knows she's the prime suspect and asked us to help her come clean to her brother. We're going to help you do that, Shelly. He won't know you're on the line.
Hello.
Morning, is this Gabe?
Yeah, speaking.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
We were just talking about everybody getting settled back in town after Thanksgiving break. And we understand you guys were out of town, you and your family.
Yeah, I was.
Was everything okay when you got back?
Yeah, like nothing out of place or anything?
No, everything was fine.
Okay.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
The only thing I was a little nervous about is I let my nephew and his college buddies throw a little party in the garage while I was gone, but they cleaned up pretty good. So no issues.
Oh, so your nephew threw the party at your house?
Yeah. He's my sister's kid. He and his friends can hang out in the garage, and you know, it's so stupid, but I try to be the cool uncle. So I said, why not?
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand being the cool uncle. Were they drinking though?
Oh, I'm sure they were. They're all 21 as far as
okay,
I know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, Gabe, we got to let you know this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Your sister, Shelly, is actually on the other line with us. She called because she went into your house for the marshmallows, went to return the marshmallows, saw that the garage door was left open. Shelly, you didn't know that it was your son that was throwing that party?
I had no clue. Gabe, why would you let them do that?
You're such a helicopter mom, right? The kid is 21 years old. He's home from college, and you can't do that at your house.
Well, they could have done it at my house.
Yeah, I doubt that. I could just see you standing in the corner like some weirdo.
I'm a little confused. How did Shelly's son get into the house? Did he swipe the key, Shelly?
If he did, he's in so much trouble.
He didn't need a key. He's got the garage door opener programmer in his car.
Oh, he's like got... This.
What are you talking about?
He's got a clicker?
Remember when you bought my old car for him when he went off to college?
Yeah.
It had my garage door programmed into the buttons in the sunroof, so I told him, you know, just pop it open and hang out with the boys. This isn't even the first time.
Oh, good.
Wow.
I feel like such a fool. I had no idea.
Well, what's crazy is that, I don't know if you noticed this, Gabe, when you returned, all the beer bottles have been cleaned up. Shelly was the one that cleaned up after her own kid and his friends.
I was so nervous. I thought someone had broken in and just like a random group of kids. And I did think it was strange that they didn't vandalize anything. I'll say that.
So, Shelly, your son's name is Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to get on to him for partying in his uncle's garage?
Well, if you gave him permission, I can't really be that upset, can I?
Hey, Gabe, why were you asking for the key back?
Just because I have to give it to our new cleaning lady, and I just don't have time to make a copy. And,
oh, my goodness. You know, I thought you were upset with me. That's why I was like, for sure.
Shelly, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Listen, and honestly, please don't be too hard on the kid, all right? Just honestly, you could tell him he should have cleaned up. Like, that was the deal. He had to clean up his mess.
Okay, yeah.
And close the garage door, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You guys are lucky you locked the door into the house. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So, you know, we have some things to talk about, but okay, I won't go super hard on him.
Gabe, this feature's called Forgive and Forget. Shelly was calling to ask forgiveness. Do you forgive her for raising a kid who doesn't remember to close the garage door?
He is a grown man, though. Please remember that.
I hate that you're right. He's my little boy. I hate it.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Ever in a situation where you just can't count on your coworkers to get the job done right?
What is this, an intervention?
I'm looking at you.
Amanda's efforts to cover for her office mate blew up in her face, and now he's been fired.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, oh, gosh.
Ask him for forgiveness tomorrow morning at 7 on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.